Welcome to another G4 Guitar podcast. My name is David Hart and I am the founder and the program director of the G4 Guitar International Franchise Network. If you want to find out more information on G4 Guitar, please visit our website at g4guitarmethod.com. That's the letter G, the numeral 4, the word guitar, method, .com. And it's all one word. So today's topic is three big problems with a page one Google ranking. And really what I'm going to talk about is the chasing of a page one Google ranking. So sure, it's good to have a page one Google ranking, but the actual pursuit of it and the chasing of that page one is what I'm really going to be referring to and talking about here. So being on page one of Google for really for many guitar teachers seems to be a very attractive goal from what I can what I'm gathering. You know, when I talk to guitar teachers, they have this idea that being on page one of Google is what it's all about. We kind of think it validates us as guitar teachers or as a business, and somehow by being on page one, we'll automatically, you know, boom into success where we'll have, you know, thousands of students trying to enroll with us just because we're on page one of Google. Page one of Google actually in some businesses is hugely valuable, but in most businesses, it's seriously overvalued and overrated. The tragedy, I have to say, is that many guitar teachers put hundreds of hours into learning and understanding SEO, which is search engine optimization, and eventually get to page one in some cases, only to find they're still not getting many inquiries. The disappointment, it's a bit like climbing to the top of this amazing mountain and it being cloudy. There's no view. And that's kind of the what happens to people who chase this page one, especially guitar teachers, as I'll explain in a minute. The problem is they didn't actually research the numbers. They didn't work out, okay, what does a page one Google ranking mean? So the first step to marketing is knowing your potential audience. The example that I give is I could run a campaign selling, say, snow gear and get on page one of Google and potentially reach millions of people with my snow gear. But what if those people all live in Florida or Mexico or some other hot country where there's no snow and snow gear is obviously of no use to them? Investing heavily into any type of marketing must be viewed in terms of ROI, which is return on investment, and you need to do your research first before you go and waste lots of time on something that doesn't have the return on investment. So I don't want to spend hundreds of hours marketing to the wrong people, the wrong audience, in the wrong places. But this is what most guitar teachers are doing with SEO. The reason I know this is because I know SEO is basically a waste of time. Then if you get onto page one of Google, it's not actually going to pay off that same time you could spend somewhere else and get huge rewards, 10 to 1 rewards to what you're investing in as far as your time into having an SEO Google page one ranking. So I've narrowed it down to three problems with chasing this Google page one listing. So here you go. Let's actually dive into those three problems. Number one, SEO takes our attention away from what matters. I'll say that again. Search engine optimization is actually taking our attention away from what's important. And so what's important is getting students. That's what you're after. And if a page one listing on Google amounts to that, great. But does it? This is the question. Most people don't know until they actually get to page one after they've spent all this time getting there to find out that it actually doesn't work. And I know this because we've done lots of research on it, that it doesn't pay off. I'm not saying it doesn't work. It does work being on page one of Google. You will get inquiries, but you will not get near as many as you would doing something else for the same time investment. So if you try to make your website, for instance, meet the criteria of the SEO without considering your audience, it can backfire. So you're setting up your website, so Google look at it and go, yes, this deserves a page one listing. The problem with Google is they don't know what your website is trying to achieve or how your specific market responds. So they don't have an actual investment in your success. All they're trying to do is match your website with certain kinds of searches. And if you're chasing traffic to get more searches, which is what Google are looking for, they want more people to actually connect to your website, then that's when you get to page one. But there's a big problem here is that means that you're responding to what Google wants, not what your particular audience wants. So you might manage to get onto page one of Google by meeting all the SEO requirements, only to find that the visitors who are getting to your site are not making any inquiries. They're looking at it going, this is not really what I want. But Google think, hey, we get a lot of clicks to this site, so therefore the actual listing is fine, it's working. But people who are going to your site are not buying. Now, I will say that Google are getting smarter, so they're working that out as time goes by. But at the moment, it's still very much in that state. So think of it in terms of a band. Playing music that appeals broadly to everyone, high traffic, if you like, is unlikely to appeal to your desired target audience, the raving fans who actually buy your music. So a lot of people might be listening to your music, but the buying is a different story. It's actually better to have 10 people where 30% of them buy your music, who want your music, than to have 100 people who listen to it and think, that's okay, with 1% who actually really like it. And that's the general rule, is that most visitors to your website, about 1% of the visitors, will actually inquire through a normal Google search result. But if your visitors are coming through a targeted campaign, something where they're very highly qualified and they're the right kind of people, then you can be expecting more like 30, 40, 50% or even more, because these are people who are coming to you who really click with what you're about and what you're doing. They already have been qualified, if you like, through doing other kinds of marketing, which is something that I talk about. I'm not going to really talk about it today, but it's through the other kind of Facebook ads and you know, what we call flyer advertising. This is more targeted marketing where you'll get a higher conversion rate from people. So my suggestion is to spend minimal time on SEO, but focus on the bottom line stats. In other words, look at how many people are converting, how many visitors are converting, and look at all the different channels of marketing and work out which is going to be your best option. Where should you be spending most of your time? And I can tell you from experience, you can take it or leave it and you can test it yourself, but I can tell you from experience, spending hundreds of hours doing SEO and constantly tweaking and playing with your site will not result in much, and I'll explain why in a minute. So the main question you need to be asking is, how many visitors are converting into paying students? Okay, so that's problem number one. SEO is taking you away from what matters. So let's move on to problem number two. Problem number two is a big one, and that is that Google keep changing the rules. So even if you do get to page one, it doesn't guarantee that you're going to stay there. You might have heard of Google's Panda and Penguin, which were major changes to their algorithms. Basically, this is when Google changed their algorithms to stop people from gaming the system. This means that you could have spent months or even years getting your site onto page one, which many people did, only to be pushed out of that position overnight onto, you know, some page 4, 5, 10, 100, who knows. This actually brought many businesses down, because in the early stages, Google was still trying to work out their systems. The Panda and the Penguin were major overhauls. So some people really enjoyed those positions for quite a number of years, and they got very comfortable, and they built these businesses where they might have been a restaurant, for instance, who were on page one. Let's say they were the only Italian restaurant in their area, and so when people search Google for a restaurant, which is a common search, people often search for restaurants more so than what we do, but people were searching for an Italian restaurant, this particular Italian restaurant would come up all the time, so they were getting lots of business and customers from Google. And as a result, they also got spin-offs from that, because the traffic through Google actually can spill off into other areas. But then Google had their Panda and then their Penguin upgrades, and bang, so many of those businesses got knocked out overnight. So the problem is that if you depend on Google and you start putting all this work and effort into it, these upgrades, the Panda and Penguin, they came not long after each other. So they had this long period of really not making any major upgrades, and then they had the Panda and then they had the Penguin, which came, like I said, fairly close. I don't know the period, but it was probably a year or 2 years difference between them. So what you're going to find is that Google are really onto this now, and they're going to be changing it more often. So people who are in those number one positions on page one aren't going to stay there long. It's going to be very much a game with Google that's going to require more and more of your time to really stay up on it. And there will be people who are specialists who really know how to play the game. And if you want to play that game, great. But really, that game is meant for people who just play that game. It's not meant for guitar teachers who are just trying to get some students. It's a full-time job just to do that and just to play that game. So the changing of the rules makes it much more time-consuming and will push you out of position one very quickly. All right, so problem number three, and this is the one where I'm going to go into a bit more detail about how it pans out for you. So problem number three for guitar teachers is it's not worth it even if you do get to page one. So this is really my main argument here, and my main statement is that even if you get onto page one of Google, it's not going to be worth it. You're going to be very, very disappointed. Again, I go back to that scenario of climbing the mountain to get the beautiful view only to see that it's cloudy, that you couldn't see past it. Anyone who's climbed Mount Fuji in Japan will understand what I'm talking about. So the number one search is guitar lessons location. So in other words, if you're in New York, it'll be guitar lessons New York or guitar lessons Hollywood, wherever you happen to be. That's where most people are going to find you, because that's where a typical guitar student, that's where they think of, I want guitar lessons and I live in this area. If they type just guitar lessons, they're likely to get a very broad range. So they're most likely to type guitar lessons with their location. And I've studied this for quite a few years. And I will say that in our business, being on page one of Google doesn't amount to much. I can tell you this from, you know, literally about 7 years, 8 years of doing this, working with Google, and working with, you know, I was one of those people, one of those guitar teachers, yes, that was me, who spent lots of time trying to get to page one on Google all the time. But after doing it and doing it and doing it and spending who knows how many hours, I won't even guess, but I put a lot of time into trying to get there. And I did it. I managed to dominate page one. I had, where in my area, I would literally be the first five listings and dominate the whole page. Of a page of about 10 listings, I had, at least half of them, if not more. And I did this for quite a few other teachers as well, and I did it for several of my own locations. So I know how to do it. I know how to get to page one. I know the kind of things that you need to do. But again, it keeps changing. So I have to stay on top of it in order to do that. But I don't do it anymore. I don't waste my time on trying to chase page one, because I realized it was a waste of time. And so the reasons I believe are related to the number of searches and the competition. So in other words, we'll do the numbers. These are approximates, but they're pretty close. Firstly, only about 5% of the potential market search for teachers. So in other words, people who want to learn guitar, 95% of them are not actually looking on a Google search. So if you go into your area and there's 100 people out there who want to learn guitar, only about 5 of them go to Google to find their guitar teacher. And even out of that 5%, those 5% don't necessarily decide on the teacher they found on Google if there are other options available to them. Now, you might be thinking, hang on, if there's 100 people who want to learn guitar, the most obvious place is to go to Google and search for a teacher. When I say 100% of the market and the 95%, I'm talking about people who don't even think about looking for a teacher. They're learning guitar, they want to learn guitar, but they're not searching for a guitar. So, for example, according to Google's Keyword Planner, which is where you can do keyword research, the city of Sydney in Australia has a population of 4 million people. And there are only, per month, it says there's only an average of 900 searches per month in a city of 4 million people. All right, so just take note of those numbers. Only 900 people actually go and look for guitar lessons that use this term to find out if there's a guitar teacher. Sure, there are other terms that are similar and related, so you could probably double that for different terms. But this is the term that we're going to work with, and it is the most popular term. So in any given area of Sydney, if you break Sydney down, you've got 4 million people, you're only going to really appeal to 10% of those people. So people on, no matter where you are in Sydney, you're unlikely to be able to cover the other 90%. The other 90% will find a teacher closer to where they are. They don't need to travel to where you are, because Sydney's a big city.
of that the 10%, that will bring it down to about 90. If you take 900, that'll bring it down to about 90 searches at best per month. And these are people just searching for guitar lessons. So out of those 90, we know from our numbers, roughly less than 10% will take action. It could be as little as 1%, by the way. But we're going to be generous here and say that 10% will actually take action after searching. In other words, they will follow through and make an inquiry on someone on that page. So if there are, you know, if we're talking 10%, will take, this means only about 9%, per month will actually take action. If there's 10 websites on page one, 10 different guitar teachers on page one, that means each listing doesn't even get one inquiry. So I hope you can see this. I hope you can understand this, that we're talking about spending all this time and effort to get onto page one to get one, two, three, maybe inquiries a month if you're lucky. It's, and then you've got to convert that inquiry. Okay, so your website has got to be doing its job. And we, if we go back to page, if we go back to the problem number two, problem number one of where the SEO takes the attention away from what matters, it means that by getting this one or two inquiries, you've actually getting, you might get these people land on your page to make an inquiry, but your page is not set up ideally for conversions. It's set up for SEO. So I hope that makes sense. So you can see that the fact that you're in at the end of this process and you're amongst the competition, and that's why you only have to talk to people, and I know this from our stats, you only have to talk to people with websites who are looking at their numbers and they say, hey, I get about 100 visitors to my website and only one person inquires. What's happening to the other 99? Well, there's lots of reasons behind that, but this sort of gives you an idea of the and I sort of, when I say one, two, maybe three students per month, I'm being very generous. That's the top end. You can actually expect less than that. If you don't even get one inquiry a month from your website, that would be quite normal. You know, a couple of inquiries a year is probably about average for most of these guys, even if they're on page one of Google. So I hope you can see what a waste of time it is. All right, so I'm just going to add a few other topics in here to talk about on this particular subject, just to give you a fuller picture. So the first thing here is some advice is don't compete. It's a waste of time and energy. And when you put yourself on, you know, you're going for that page one of Google, guess what? You're lumping yourself in there with a competition. You're putting yourself on a list with 5-10 other guitar teachers in your area, and you're all competing for the same very few students. So the bottom line is that guitar teachers put an enormous amount of effort into trying to be on page one of Google for really what amounts to just a few inquiries each month. And those inquiries are also seeing all your competition. So we'll often default to the cheapest. They will look and they'll go, well, your lessons are $30, yours are $25, this guy's a $20, this guy's 15, I'll go for the 15. And that's what they tend to do. They look at all the different options. They might look at your websites as well and say, you know, well, this guy looks a bit better, or I like that picture. So you might get somebody. But, you know, people do have different choices, of course. But people will generally more default to the cheapest. They'll think, I'll try this. If it doesn't work, I'll go to the next option above that. So if you want to lump yourself in with that crowd, and really your best option there is to be the cheapest, and if you're the cheapest, you're not going to make a lot of money, and it's going to be very difficult for you to succeed in business. All right, so moving right along, the G4 approach, our approach, and we actually set up our websites to convert for visitors first. That's what we want. We don't care so much about the ranking on Google. We do everything that we can, of course, within reason, but we don't go and spend a lot of time. We play the 80-20 rule. 80% of our time is spent on getting the website to be a converting website, the kind of website that students will or inquirers will come to and go, yes, this is for me, I want to inquire. And then 20% on SEO, getting a good ranking on Google and so forth. So we think about those things. We've got things like, you know, SEO plugins on our websites that help the website to rate better on Google, and also to tell us what we need to do and change to make the Google make it more Google friendly. And what we can do with that information is decide, do we want to make that change for the sake of SEO or not? It gives us the option, and we obviously always go with what we consider to be the best option for conversion rather than SEO. But there are times when we know the SEO will be a better option because it won't really affect the conversion, if that makes sense. So what should you focus on? Well, what you want to do is to be doing paid marketing where your competition isn't, because you are far more likely to enroll new students for less effort. It's all about the 80-20. So flyers, for example, and Facebook ads, as I mentioned before, work precisely because you're targeting potential students without competition. If you think about someone who sees a Facebook ad, they're not searching for you. They're just someone who's on Facebook, chatting to their friends, doing their usual social media thing. And that's where people spend most of their time, by the way, is on Facebook. And then they see this ad, learn to play guitar. And they think, wow, that's interesting. They're not seeing your competition. They're not comparing you. They're not seeing a list of 10 other guitar teachers. They're just seeing your ad and they think, wow, I just bought a guitar recently. Or how did this Facebook know that I like guitar? Because they put it in their profile. How did they know I'm a parent with a child who wants to do guitar? Because it's part of your profile. And Facebook know these things and you're targeting the right kind of people. So you're going to the right audience. They're seeing the ad. And then you only pay for that ad, by the way, if they click on it. So they look at it, they see a picture of a guitar, maybe a kid playing guitar, and guitar lessons in your area, and they click on it and they go to your website, which, as we already discussed, has been perfectly set up for conversions. So that means that people land there and go, well, this looks interesting. This looks like what I'm looking for. And so they're much more likely to click on your contact or make a phone call to you and ask you about the lessons. So the conversion rate is a lot higher than it will come from a Google search. Plus, of course, you're getting all the traffic. You're not just getting one in 10. It's not a lucky dip. It's actual just you. So I hope that makes sense. So really what you're doing is you're reaching the 95% of people who want to learn guitar but are not searching on Google. This is where the real market is, and it's where I found success, and it's what I recommend to G4 Guitar teachers. And what we do as a franchise is we target these areas that, you know, other guitar teachers are not looking. So, you know, it's better to go where the competition is not, because that's where you're going to find the most students, or the potential students. And you know, SEO in this regards was once described as, you know, seagulls fighting over a chip. You know, you've got 10 guitar teachers or 10 businesses all competing for one person inquiring. So you've got this real competition going on. Better to go where the competition is not. So I want to just talk a little bit about the network effect, because those of you who know what G4 is about and what we do, it's all about the network effect and how the network effect really helps with search engine optimization, with Google and marketing in general. So with Google is getting smarter all the time, and what they are really looking for are websites that are relevant to searches. By focusing on what you do, you will over time be recognized as relevant to Google. This may take a little time, but if you reach the position because you're worthy of that position, in other words, your website is worthy and relevant, it's less likely that you'll lose that position when Google do a shuffle, or you know, do another Penguin or Panda. The G4 Guitar, or the network of guitar teachers, is seen by Google as more relevant because we are bigger and we've got, you know, there's simply more references. When Google chooses ranking, part of its algorithm is, and I'm only assuming this, by the way, I don't know and I'm not going to pretend I know, but I know from what I've read and you know, I'm just thinking in Google's way of thinking, and what they're trying to do is that if you think of it very simply, Google are a business, and what is their business? Their business is search. And what do they want? And what do their customers want? The customers want the most relevant searches for what they're searching for. So if I ask Google a question, I want it to answer my question. I don't want it to, you know, if I ask what's a great Italian restaurant, I don't want it giving me French restaurants. I don't want it giving me Japanese restaurants. I ask for an Italian restaurant. And so I want it to know what I want. And that's really when people are searching, is why they trust Google and why Google really became the number one search engine. And it's the same for guitar lessons. If someone is searching for a guitar teacher, They don't want piano teachers, violin teachers, drum teachers, or school teachers, that or anything else that's not really relevant to what they're after. They want guitar teachers. And if they search by location, they also want to know a guitar teacher in their location. And so Google does the best it can with the information that you give to give you the most relevant answer. And the way that obviously Google would be thinking is, okay, which websites are most relevant? So this is where, when you have a website that's confusing, say you're an artist and a teacher, you can have on your website that you're John Smith's guitar player / teacher, then Google gets a little bit confused. Are you a player or are you a teacher? What are you really trying to do? What's your website about? So they will rank you lower, and it only makes sense because they know that their searcher is looking for a teacher, so they're going to go for whoever's website in that area really matches and is the strongest for that search. So they look at different things such as your URL. They look at some of the text and keywords in your website. They also look for what they call backlinks, who else is linking to your website. And this is one of the key things with G4 and where the network effect comes into it, is that by being a network, we have a central website and then we have our individual websites for each of our locations. So if there's a location, as I said before, say Hollywood, let's just choose that. We don't have a location in Hollywood, but just pretend we do. If we had a location in Hollywood, then we'd have a website for G4 Guitar Hollywood and learn guitar, learn to play guitar Hollywood, find a teacher, etc., etc. So that website would become relevant to Google in a Google search. But Google would also look at it and say, okay, these guys are also linked to the main G4 website, which has backlinks from all the other sites. And then there's a whole bunch of other things going on, such as we have hundreds of blogs, we have, dozens and dozens of Facebook pages. We have groups of thousands of people. We've got one of the, in our niche, if you like, which is learning guitar, we have one of the most popular Facebook pages with over 20,000 current likes and a lot of followers on there, plus things like Twitter accounts and all sorts of things going on. So this is something that as a single individual independent guitar teacher would be very difficult for you to do. There's an enormous amount of work in it. The amount of work that's gone into this has been built by a team of 50 odd people, including a backlog of over a decade of being online and doing all sorts of stuff here as far as building the brand and building G4. G4 started back in 2005, so we're coming up to 10 years since it really took off, and we've spent an enormous amount of time on doing our blogs, etc., our online presence. Plus, we invest heavily into marketing. We've spent over $100,000 in marketing the brand G4 Guitar. So with all this going on online and all this traffic coming to our websites, and we're talking thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of visitors, all this going on, Google can't discount us. Google got to look at it and go, well, these guys are a serious guitar business. They're all about teaching guitar. They've got locations around the world. They've got huge amounts of traffic. They invest heavily into building their brand and doing things that are relevant around learning guitar. So to them, they think this is probably one of the best options in the area as far as someone wanting to learn guitar. So if someone searches for guitar lessons in their location, as I said, Hollywood, and we've got a G4 Guitar website in that area, then when Google looks at the other 10 websites in that area, guitar schools, teachers operating, they will look at us in a very favorable light as relevant. Now, I don't even think Google is working that well yet. I think Google is still having trouble, especially when you get down into these kind of niches. I think for the kind of bigger, broader based things, the bigger brands, they're okay. But I think in these areas, they've still got a long way to go, but they're working on it. They're working a lot on AI. I don't know if you know much about where Google are at these days, but Ray Kurzweil, who is the head engineer of Google, is all about AI, and Google have been buying up all these artificial intelligence companies at a rapid rate, spending massive amounts of money buying these companies. And the idea is that they want to incorporate them into their search engines, so their search engine becomes super intelligent. So it becomes like a human brain almost. Now, is this a big vision? Sure, it's a big vision. But what you can guarantee is things are going to get a lot better, even if they don't achieve that ideal that they're chasing, they will still get a lot better. And what that will mean for for guys like us and people who are part of a kind of a relevant network is really the more relevant your website is to guitar teaching in your area, then the higher you're going to rank. And so we're moving towards that future of where we're actually waiting for Google to get better at what they do. We believe that our setup and our websites and what we do and the number of networks that we have or the size of our network makes us very, very relevant in our space. So with that happening and that going on, it's only a matter of time that Google catch up and start working out. It's almost like Google want to get to the point where they walk around to each and every business and go in as a customer and learn what it's like to be a customer in that business and then survey from that point of view. Okay, I went to this restaurant. This is how the service was. This is how the food was. This was the experience I had. And then they go to the next one. They go, okay, this is how this one is. And almost to the point of, you know, ridiculous, where they go every night and then they do an average score and go, okay, I went every night for a year. This restaurant was this and this restaurant was this. So when people are searching, they go, well, how's the wine? You know, and what was the food like on a Tuesday night or whatever. Google will just get smarter and smarter and smarter to the point where the searches will really narrow down to the precise needs of people and what they're looking for. And that's really where we're coming in, and that's what we're doing, is that we're moving towards that future. And at the moment, G4 has, you know, we've got about 50 teachers. We've got about 40 locations with 50 teachers who teach across those locations. And we are growing really at a fairly rapid rate. And in fact, I'll be honest, I'm trying to slow the growth down a little bit because I want to make sure we do this right. I don't want us to grow too quickly. I want us to grow steadily and to do what's called the 1,000, I think it's called the 10,000 step march. I can't remember the exact term for it, but it's all about going at a steady pace, to be growing at a steady rate. Because when you grow a business at a steady rate, then you are able to deal with the problems much better. And not, if you're racing ahead too quickly, then what can happen is that you can fall over at that pace, and we don't want to do that. There's a lot of reasons for it. I won't go into it here. That's really for another podcast. But consistent growth is really what you're seeking. That's what you want if you want to grow a strong, long-term, healthy business that just gets better and better. So hopefully that's helped. I just want to reiterate those three points just to make them clear again. So problem number one is SEO takes your attention away from what matters. So keep your eye on where you're getting the result. Where are the students coming from? And I can tell you now, it's not going to be SEO. That's not where you're going to get your best results from. So don't invest so much time into it. Number two is obviously Google keep changing the rules. So even if you set yourself up and get yourself in a good position, then you're very likely to get knocked out from that position one. What you should be thinking about is the future, as I was talking about just a minute ago. Think about where Google's going to be in 5 and 10 years when they're super intelligent and they really know what people are searching for. Where are you going to stand? Is your website telling people what you do exactly? And are you going to be attracting the right customers and the right students? And number three is for guitar teachers, it's not even worth the effort of getting onto page one. So really here, you can spend a lot of time, and even if you get to page one, as we worked out, you're going to be lucky to get a couple of inquiries a month. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth all that time and effort. You're better off going and handing out flyers. You'll get more students and you'll get a better result, and you know you're targeting your local area, and it won't cost very much. So there you go. That's wrapping it up for today. I hope that you find that relevant and helpful. And if you have any questions, as always, feel free to email me. Again, my name is David Hart from the G4 Guitar Network. You can visit our website at G4 Guitar Method. That's the letter G, the numeral 4, the word guitar method, or one.com. Do a search on there, and you can just search for G4 Guitar on Google and you'll find us as well. And yeah, if you have any questions or you are a teacher interested in knowing more about G4 guitar, please contact us and we will give you more information from there. Thanks again. Bye-bye.